Let's talk cycling. And a professional cycler of long standing is Helen Leahy. She's got her Lycra on today and she's about to hit the slopes. Helen is the Pauahi or Chief Executive of Ngā Waihua Pailangi Trust, which is formerly the Ngāti Rangi Trust, and they are celebrating a landmark $11 million government investment to complete Te Ara Mga Whero, which is the 13K iwi-led cycle trail, which embodies mana motuhake, kaitiakitanga, regional revitalisation in the heart of the Ruapehu district. What coloured lycra do you have on today, Helen Leahy? Tēnā koe. Don't tell me it's orange to match your hair.
Of course it's orange.
Of course it is. Of course. How could I think it was any other colour? Tēnā koe, Helen. Cycling, obviously, in the central North Island has become absolutely huge. Is that you? Do you do a bit of cycling yourself? Have you got an electric bike?
I have an e-bike, which I think real cyclists would say that's a little bit of a fake, but it still gets me out there, and it still means that I'm doing something physical. And now we have this fabulous mountain track. It's even more good reason to get out there on my bike.
Ka pai. This is quite an investment. The government has invested significantly in Te Ara, and of course now cycle trails. Te Ara Mga Whero, describe it please, where it goes from and to, and what you would encounter in this 13K ride.
It's literally, it's going to be a 22K ride. We've done the first part, which was a year ago today. We opened the 9-kilometre bike ride. And what's interesting is that there's been equal numbers of walkers as well, which is great. But the 9K, what this new extension does, is it takes us right up to Blyth Hut. So it's literally from the foot of Koro Ruapehu, up the mountain, through the Ngāhere, around through the clearing, so you get some absolutely stunning landscapes, and then you make your way up to Blyth, what's around Blyth Hut. So it's the second phase has got some really beautiful exotic flora and fauna, and of course the views, but it's a fantastic opportunity from both the Minister of Tourism and Minister of Conservation to encourage people to, you know, literally get on their bike, get out there in the Ngāhere, enjoy this first-class seventh wonder of the world that we have here at home.
Tēnā koe. So it's a combo between DOC, as you say, tourism, and Ngāti Rangi. What role did the iwi play in this? It's an investment of $11 million. Will it involve some of our people doing the mahi? And where did the negotiations stem from to get this all confirmed and underway, Helen?
It has been an aspiration of the iwi for over 10 years to get this trail going. Part of it stems from the fact that decades ago, there were concerns for Ngāti Rangi that lots of people were coming into town and enjoying playing on koro, but that Ngāti Rangi itself wasn't. And so one of our kuia, Auntie Biddy, was instrumental in saying koro would want us to play on him and play with him. And so that's where the Snow Academy came from, the Tai Hukureri, the kura going up to Koro for a term every year, being able to have their lessons literally on the snow. And so Te Ara Mga Whero was another development of that to say, you know, we should be walking, playing, you know, enjoying this majestic landscape along with all of the community and along with, you know, others that may come from other lands. And so what role Ngāti Rangi has had is it's been instrumental in coordinating the design, getting all of the different ecological assessments, going through the concession process, and we were literally helping to build the track as well. Part of the condition of the funding is that you must have a master builder, that oversees the whole project. But for our Paiwaka Haumaru team, which is the team that has been that developed part of the first phase, it's critical for us that our young people are able to both build the track, prepare the track, and eventually we hope to guide people on the track as well.
Tēnā koe, how does the iwi make a buck?
At this stage, there isn't a profitable return. At this stage, it's getting the track up and running. But we hope in time that there will be some, you know, income return to us from things like parking or from other developments that we want to have. So at this point, it's, you know, free access to all, but we would hope to be able to, you know, get some return eventually.
Tēnā koe, what are the expected timelines or timeline for completing the 13K extension, and what milestones should we look out for along the way, Helen?
The funding will be expected to have the track completed by 2027. That will, of course, be dependent on a whole myriad of all the different players, the different councils, both Horizons and Ruapehu District Council, the relationship with DOC, and actually weather is a major factor. So we can never say, you know, this is the final date, but we're hoping to make significant progress by 2027. We are open now for the first 9 kilometres, but it's that next 13K that will complete it.
Tēnā koe, why is the project significant not only for Ngāti Rangi, but for the wider Ruapehu region and our country's approach to iwi-led regional development, Helen?
I think what's important is that at the same time as funding was announced for us, it was also announced for Te Kurawai o Wainui Arua, who have been doing a similar exercise with Te Hangaruru. And so part of the funding includes a suspension bridge as part of that. Why is this important? Obviously, as we're leading into discussions around Tongariro National Park, it's important that there's wenaungatanga around all of our iwi at home. And it's also important that, you know, when people come to this region, they know who is the people of this land, and that the cultural narratives, the stories, the waiata, the history that has shaped living in this rohi is part of the story that's told, not just you know, the stories that the tourist operators may have. And so having an iwi-led trail project was critical to us to firstly get the trail up and running, but we have great aspirations to also be cultural guides and ambassadors, to be able to welcome people to this beautiful place, and to be able to do that as a succession strategy for our rangatahi.
Great talking with you. Anything else on the table that might be of interest to our peeps this morning, Helen Lee?
End of this month, we have our Kahui Maunga Games. It's pretty phenomenal. We expect around 700 to 800 people come home, uri come home, play a whole range of games, and that will also be our AGM. So that's big on our milestones at the moment, is thinking about what every marae is preparing, their best touch rugby team, their best netball team, all of their various sports, including yuka. That's a great way to finish our year.
Nice talking with you again, Helen. I hope you enjoy the ride, and it's wonderful. I'm interested in it myself. Not that I've been on a bike for a long time, but it's,
come down.
You know, I think I could handle an e-bike.
I've got some spare lycra for you, I'm sure.
Yes, I can be a mammal, a middle-aged man in lycra. Good talking with you again, Helen. Thanks very much.
Okay.
Bye now.
See you, Dale.
See ya.